This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 118 for Tuesday, October 26th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were mostly higher on Tuesday, hitting fresh contract highs in the nearby months with some stops hit on the way up. Canola down a dollar to up over $15, November up $15.70 at $964.50 per ton, January up $10.40 at $953.90. Canola had started the day on the defensive, but that early profit-taking quickly faded and speculators returned to the buy side, with bullish chart signals behind some of the eventual strength. Tight supplies and the need to ration demand contributed to the firm tone. However, choppy activity in the Chicago soy complex did keep some caution in the market. Soy oil was weaker, while soybeans held within a narrow range. Ideas canola is looking overpriced at current levels, also tempered the advances. In the U.S., soybeans held reasonably steady, corn higher, and wheat mixed. Soybeans had traded to both sides of unchanged, but eventually managed to move up despite continued weakness in soy oil. November soybeans up 0.75 cents at the final bell at $12.38 per bushel. Solid export demand was supportive, with the USDA reporting flash sales this morning of nearly 200,000 tons of soybeans to China and an additional 125,000 to Mexico. The U.S. soybean harvest was 73% complete as of this past Sunday. That's up 13 points from the previous week and slightly ahead of the 70% average for this time of year. Corn, it was higher with speculative positioning a feature, the December contract up 5 cents at $5.43 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest was 66% complete in the latest weekly report. That's well ahead of the 53% average for this time of year. Wheat futures were mixed, trading to both sides of unchanged throughout the day with the bias lower at the close. Minneapolis down 6 cents late in the day at $10.20 per bushel. Kansas City down a half cent in December at $7.77 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 7 cents in December at $7.52 per bushel. Tight supplies of higher quality milling wheat did remain supportive. Meanwhile, U.S. winter wheat was 80% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's in line with the 5-year average. Emergence came in at 55% with a good to excellent rating of 46%. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 26th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.